Moncrief on News Talk.
You know the way when you go on holiday and briefly indulge in the fantasy of moving there? It's sunny, beer is cheap, learning fluent Spanish should be easy. Then you go back to the rain and the reality. Henry McKean is in Italy covering the Special Olympics World Winter Games, but went off for us to investigate if La Dolce Vita is a real thing. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. Ciao, Sean. And yeah, it really is quite difficult to describe what La Dolce Vita is. Is it appreciating beauty? Is it joy? Is it pleasure in everyday experiences? Or is it something else? Family and friends, like putting them first, something at home back in Ireland. Sometimes we put work first. Is it fresh food? Talking to everyone. I have to say, I do love to talk to everyone. I also spent some time in markets, fruit and veg markets, really juicy and fresh, and then long, long meals. I admit I have spent some time in restaurants and coffee. I actually have an espresso in front of me right now I'm drinking. Is it slowing down? I met these Italians, Sean, on the slopes. Some good quality, strong Italian accents here.
Not the fast way of living it, no? Enjoying the small things. And, it's not almost the same for everybody, but try to enjoy the most and simple things in life.
And are you a ski instructor?
Yeah.
So you basically get to ski all day and get paid for it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like a passion that has become a job.
And you love it?
Yes, of course. If I would not do it.
And you're going to be skiing all day today, busy day?
Yeah, it's quite a busy day, so ciao.
What's different about the Italian way of life?
Oh, in Italy is very nice for heat, for meat, for quiet village, and sport, many sport, very good.
In my opinion, it's how the people think.
How you think?
An easy way. Yeah, if there is a problem, we can fix it. Sometimes it's a problem, sometimes it's a good solution, but, we are more elastic.
More relaxed. More yeah. Elastic.
More elastic and more relaxed than other European people.
Okay, they all sounded fairly relaxed. But were they locals to where you are, Henry? These are people out skiing and having a lovely time for themselves.
People out skiing up here in the Alps, people who live locally. So these would be local Italians. And just looking out at this vista, on the other side is Switzerland, and it's nothing but snow. The snow has stopped. The sun is out at the moment.
Is it cold there, Henry?
Beautiful. Well, it dropped to about -4 earlier, but when the sun comes out, it goes up to a good 5 degrees, so like an Irish spring day.
So, and is it notable to you that everybody's moving a bit more slowly, that they're no
completely.
Rush to, go and do jobs or anything?
Oh, no, totally. Like, so for example, I was staying quite near this ski resort and I wanted to get a bus. And the lady in the hotel said, look, I'll ring for the bus. He might be along in 10 minutes. He might not. He might not come at all. So I was like, okay, let's see how that goes. And he did. He came and he picked me up. And then he wanted €1.70 and I didn't have €1.70. He wanted coins. And he said, that's okay. You don't have to pay. It's fine. So yeah, it's really kind of chilled out, a bit like the way perhaps Ireland was in the 1980s. And I know, as you said, if you lived here, would it be different? But I think the Italians really know what they're at. And I actually did get to meet a half Italian. I think there's quite a few half Italians around, a Canadian. I also met some Irish up here in the Italian Alps too.
You're Canadian. How are you finding the Italian way of life, the Dolce Vita?
Well, I'm in love with it, to be honest. With everything going on over there, and in our part of the world right now, and just feels a sign of relief to be here and seeing all the love that people bring. I'm actually half Italian, so my Nona and Nono came here from Sardinia, so I do kind of have a little bit of the Italian culture in my family.
It's in your veins, isn't
it? Yeah, it's in my veins.
And can you give me some Italian phrases that would explain why you would just close a shop for no apparent reason for a rest, unplanned, just, you know what, I'm going to take a rest. Like the hotel I'm staying in. They've decided just to close next week for a rest.
Oh, wow. I think maybe just to enjoy the time that they have. We all have the same, we don't live very long, and then we have to enjoy ourselves at some point in our lives, because the hustle and bustle and you know, moving forward with everything, you have to take time to enjoy yourself, your family, and your friends, and it's a health thing. You less stress and they are healthy.
I mean, they order a pizza and they share it amongst the family. They don't eat the whole thing as we would in Ireland or Canada.
Exactly. Yes, and they're very conscious about their alcohol consumption as well. And I know I'm Canadian, and you know, when I go to a hockey game or there's hockey on it, the beer flows and it doesn't stop. So.
I'm Sarah Daly.
And I'm Sarah Costa.
What do you think of the Dolce Vita? What do you think of the Italian way of life?
Definitely very different than we're used to. It's very relaxed, very kind of like laid back, and the food's really nice, so we've gone to a few places and it's been lovely.
It's very chilled. The pizza's lovely here, and the pasta. It just seems like they're just more relaxed with everything, to be honest.
And their veg and their fruit is just so fresh, and there's so much flavour. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's so sweet. I think, what did I have the last day? I was looking for passion fruit. Passion fruit and dragon fruit is the one I'm on the look for. I really want to try it. But their fruit, they have so much fresh fruit. Like, I know we have like our oranges and our bananas and stuff, but like they just have a wide variety of fruit.
We bought strawberries the first day. They were so nice. They were really
so
nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's fab. And there's so many like fruit and veg shops as well. Like, there's loads of it, and it's all fresh. It's not really packaged up or anything. So it's nice to have it that way.
And would you like to live here?
I probably would, yeah, I'd say so.
And would you like to live here too?
I would, yeah. It's my first time to Italy, but it's really nice. It's actually lovely.
There you go. And Italian tomatoes as well. They're just completely different to tomatoes you get here. There is really something about them. One texter says, it's my dream to retire to Italy. People always overlook the north of Italy and always go to the touristy towns in the south. But I think they forget there's more life by the lakes in the north. I just need to win the lotto first. We all need to do that. If I could have espresso and pizza every day, I think I'd be happy. Is that the secret to living La Dolce? Well, you can have that in Ireland if that's what you think is going to crack it for you. So are you? So who else did you meet, Henry?
Yeah, so there's lots of Italians right now behind me chatting and just relaxing, and that's what they do. I got to meet Patricia, but the pronunciation, I'm going to say Patricia, in Ski Hire.
Yes, I'm Beatrice. I work here in Sestriere. The best way of the life in Sestriere is the good weather, the good mountain. The quality of the life is really high.
So Patricia, you pronounce it Patricia?
Yes.
And you do have a brilliant way of life. Everything is calm, everything is relaxed.
We are open every day in the winter time.
In the winter.
And then we close in May, in June, and we open again in July and August.
And is coffee king? Is it all about the coffee?
Yeah, we Italian like a coffee, short coffee.
I had this very unusual meal where I ate basically deep fried bits of pizza with Parma ham and...
No, margherita pizza is the best
margherita,
way to,
that's what I should have had.
Yes, it's the best way to taste the pizza in Italy.
And what is Dolce Vita?
It's Italian style.
So what is the pronunciation of Dolce Vita?
Dolce Vita.
Dolce Vita.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Dolce is, good life. Good life.
Deep fried pizza, Henry. What does that taste like?
I know, and I do have travel insurance, but it really was...
What's the health system like there, especially the coronary units?
Good. It's very good. But how would I describe it? It was like having a donut, lots of little donuts, but kind of savory donuts with Parma ham and then a mozzarella cheese ball, a massive plate of the stuff. It was amazing. See, I'm not a big pizza fan, even though the pizzas here are really, really good. And I was in a pizza and I said, do you have anything but pizza? And they said, well, we do have deep fried pizza balls. I said, oh, try them.
Okay. So it's like little bits of pizza that they cut up and then they just deep fried them.
Exactly. So it's a bit like in Glasgow where you get a deep fried Mars bar, but it's an Italian version. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, and we had this kind of, it was like a focaccia, but it wasn't. And it was sugary, but salty and crispy and hot. It was just an explosion of flavor in your mouth.
Okay.
It's like a party. going on up there in your mouth.
And have you found like that kind of weird thing that, you know, or it might be weird to us, that, you know, you go out to get a bottle of tequila for the room, as you do, and then the place that sells it is shut randomly, and you know, there's no indication when it might open again.
Oh, completely. And this is the thing, I did get very, very lost, and lots of places closed on me. So I flew into Milan, and it should be about a 2-hour train journey to Turin, and then another 3 hours to get up to the mountain. But I missed 3 trains. I took a tram, a bus. I'm blaming Google Earth. I should have just used my brain. I took a taxi, you name it. And then I missed the actual train I needed to get. So a journey that should have taken perhaps 2 hours took 5, but everyone was so friendly and helpful on the streets of Milan. Anyway, I met this particular Italian local.
I'm Francesco Verdolino, Italian.
Francesco, tell me, Dolce Vita, what does it mean? What does that phrase mean, and what makes Italians just so different?
Yeah, I think that probably Italy is one of the most beautiful country in the world. It's, I think, the only country with such great mountains.
And the mountains behind, they are absolutely beautiful. And just over that mountain is Switzerland. And then we've got other countries out there too.
Of course. But we also have the sea, if you think. No,
yeah, this, you do.
Yeah, it's a different
country. You have everything.
Yeah. We are rich of history and culture here, no? If you think to Colosseo, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the ancient ruins of Pompeii, we have the stunning landscape from the ruins of Tuscany to the Amalfi Coast, for example.
Just a rich history, yeah, and a rich culture. We can hear some Special Olympics fans there celebrating. And for you, what is Dolce Vita, that sweet, you know, way of life? I mean, you do have a great life, don't you?
Yes, we have. If you talk about Dolce Vita here, there are at least 2 things that come up in my mind. Of course, the cuisine. It's probably the most famous cuisine in the world, no? From pizza to pasta, but of course to the regional specialities. But I also think about cinema, no?
This film.
Film. This is the country of the golden age of the cinema. No, if you think about Fellini, Mastroianni, De Sica, is our country,
Ciao.
Ciao.
Crikey, there's a member of the Italian Tourist Board that Henry just happened upon randomly there. You might have all his details there. Someone says, I think the Italians are probably happier because they have such fresh produce on their doorstep and they absolutely seem to have their work-life balanced down to a fine art. I wonder how many days annual leave they get. Seems to be a lot more than us worker bees here. Somebody, on a similar note, somebody else says, when on holidays in Europe, I always think the only people who seem to work are the waiters and waitresses. Someone else says, we went on holidays to Sardinia last year and you could really tell the Italians felt under no obligation to bend over backwards for tourists. They were very different compared to the way you would be treated in Portugal or Spain. They seem a bit too busy to care that you're there. For example, we arrived at our hotel absolutely starving, but the kitchen was closed and we were left to fend for ourselves while all the staff took a siesta. Not sure I would be going back, to be honest, says this person. Someone else says, I never associated Italy with relaxation. I thought they were all over-caffeinated, speeding around on Vespas, blowing horns and cursing each other's mothers. Has Henry seen any of that? Has anyone cursed your mother, Henry?
No, and you'd get that in Rome. You would get that
in
Rome.
Yeah,
definitely. Not in Milan. There would be lots of people in smart cars or in scooters driving around in circles using hand gestures and getting very, very angry and using certain hand gestures, which we can use on the radio because no one can see.
Yes.
But they would definitely get quite cross. But in other parts of Italy, yeah, really, really relaxed. And, you know, that somebody there mentioned, yeah, the waiters are working very, very hard. And like that, they're not like Spain. They're not like Portugal. They don't really care if you have a good time or not. They're just having their slower pace of life, just chilling out. But they're smoking. They're smoking these really strong cigarettes, like thick tar inside them and tobacco.
While they're serving you food, there's like a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. That would be a bit awkward.
It's everywhere. They smoke a lot more than we do. And yeah. I don't even think it's Marlboro Red. I think it's something much, much stronger. But they do have a slower pace of life. They just have, as we said, one slice of pizza. They don't have the whole pizza. And they eat healthy food and the outdoor lifestyle. I know I'm here up in Turin in basically skiing. But, they walk a lot and they just chill and they call it Passeggiata. You can hear the talking behind me. Jeez, they love to chat. And basically a gentle walk before dinner. So I tried something similar, but I went skiing. Well, I tried to go skiing because, Sean, I am a beginner and I wanted to appreciate the surroundings. So got my ski pass, got my skis, and it's all part of the Dolce Vita.
So I have some skis and I'm trying to get over to the nursery slopes. Let's see. Okay, I haven't skied in a number of years, and this just proves how hard it is for the athletes with this type of snow. It's a kind of dry, icy snow. It did snow last night and this morning. Here we go, let's see if we get some speed up. Okay, here's a bit of a slope. Whew. I'm moving, I'm off. Oh, I'm feeling the Dolce Vita here. This is beautiful. So we're up the mountain here. I'm an absolute beginner, but I'm going to try and ski down this hill. Let's just hope I don't fall. Oh. Oh my goodness me. Oh my God, it's been a while. We're celebrating Dolce Vita on Moncrief. What does it mean to be Italian?
God, skiing is awful noisy. It sounded more like you were skateboarding rather than skiing there. Henry McKean there enjoying La Dolce Vita in Italy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.